Tonight, we shall talk about a most important subject, as the Spirit leadeth. There is a beautiful poem by Khalil Gibran, which in part says, I have learned to listen to silence, to hear its choirs singing the song of ages, chanting the hymns of space, and disclosing the secrets of eternity. As I look about the world and try to enlighten the people everywhere, we come back to a fundamental obstacle. And the fundamental obstacle really is that nobody is willing to listen to the Spirit anymore. And nobody is allowing the Spirit within them to lead them. How many people can say with Khalil Gibran that I have learned to listen to silence? Why silence? Because only in silence the voice of the Spirit can be heard. Only in silence can you hear the choirs singing the song of ages. Only in silence can you hear the chanting of the hymns of space. And only in silence there is a disclosing of the secrets of eternity. I would like to talk to you about the new world. And essentially, as I look upon the world scene and the various nations of Europe, we see that the problem of unification, whether the unification of the nations of Europe or the unification of East and West, that is to say the two blocks, the communist bloc and the capitalist bloc, is basically a problem which has arisen from nationalism. When you're living in Europe, you are very quickly aware of the intense national feelings which people have. There is a kind of rivalry between, say, the Germans and the French and the British. And even people who are very close to one another, like Holland, Belgium and Luxembourg, which form a very tight community, even really they are at quite a difference. And this nationalism is dividing Europe. And you could say that nationalism is also dividing every other country of the world from every other country. That strong feeling of identity which is produced by the national consciousness. You might say that the children are brought up, educated to be British or to be French or to be German or to be Dutch or to be Americans or Russians or Australians or New Zealanders or whatever. Unfortunately, although in one sense nationalism is good, it gives people some sense of identity, but it also serves as a tremendous barrier. A barrier to communication and a barrier to cooperation. And you can see this lack of cooperation in Europe amazingly, where the countries are always jostling one with the other for priority, for preference. And if you look at the economic situation in Europe, is really very chaotic. Every country wants the most out of that community. I'm talking about the present disunity of Europe and the disunity of the world. And I would like to give you a remedy, and I would like also to give you a glimpse of the future. And I would like you to be inspired with another vision, with a cosmic vision, with cosmic yoga. We will explain to you the new vision of the world and cosmic yoga. As it is, the future is at your hand. You are making the future. Every person in every nation is making the future. And we can have two kinds of futures. One a very dreadful one, and one a very delightful one. If there is no intervention from the Spirit, then the future is very bleak indeed. It becomes almost impossible for decent human living. As civilization is marching on, it's a scientific material civilization. And this scientific material civilization is right around the whole earth. It has no inspiration, no spiritual guidance. It has material expansion as its goal. It also means material limitation and material control. In every country as we go, you can see the material control. You can see the state control increasing. Big Brother watching more and more and limiting more and more the citizens. If we're going to have only material society in the future, we're going to run into very grave difficulties. And of course, to counter these difficulties, we're going to have increasingly larger and larger control by the state. In every country where we go, the state is gaining slowly and steadily greater control over its citizens. This is universal phenomena all around the world. Because in the materialistic civilization, we're going to have problems. One of the major problems is that slowly in every country, we have fewer and fewer jobs. As the jobs run out because of the mechanization and computerization of life, or you could say because of the benefits of science, increasingly more and more people have nothing to do. And increasingly more and more people are getting frustrated because their life appears to be meaningless or without purpose. People think that if they can't work at a regular job, then their life is meaningless. And then you feel depressed and down and out and useless. And here is the amazing thing, that if civilization continues on its material course, then we're going to have a vast army unemployed. Hundreds of millions of them tremendously disgruntled, tremendously unhappy and very bored, ready for any action, any reaction and any violence. To counter that, naturally governments are tightening up, and increasingly Big Brother will step in, make sure that nobody steps out of line. So you have a very strange society where the state becomes the absolute controller of the human soul. If the spirit does not intervene, we're going to have almost dictatorship in every country to control the vast masses of populations who are increasingly more and more restless. But we said before and we say again that there is nothing wrong with materialism and there is absolutely nothing wrong with science. Materialism and science serves its purpose, and science especially can help human living to greater standard and better standard. What is basically lacking in this is spirituality or the spiritual vision or the spirit leading. If in your life you are guided only by material impulses, guided only by material living conditions, then you have no spirit in your life. And then you got caught up in the whirlpool of negativity, of anxiety, of fear, of aggression. So basically the problem of humanity is not the material. It's not the advancement of science that is the problem. The problem is the corresponding lack of spiritual advancement. And this is where we talk about cosmic yoga. If you understand the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament, you will see that there is only one theme which is given right throughout the biblical story. And that is guidance from above. If you read the example of the Jewish nation, they have been told by innumerable prophets to listen to the Spirit, to accept guidance from above. But of course they refused. And the Jewish nation is a kind of example for all of mankind. Because in truth every nation, without exception, has been told to listen to the Spirit. But nations refuse. So what is the Spirit? I have learned to listen to silence, to hear its choirs singing the song of ages, chanting the hymns of space, and disclosing the secrets of eternity. Khalil Gibran captures the idea of Spirit in such beautiful words. Spirit is the basic vibration of the universe. It manifests as sound and light in electromagnetic waves and frequencies. It is all around us. The Spirit is everywhere. In Him we live, move, and have our being. When you turn on your radio, or when you turn on your tape recorder and listen to this tape, you are doing it by the power of the Spirit. Unfortunately, most people understand by the Spirit some faraway reality, not understanding that the Spirit is very, very close. It has certainly its faraway aspects. It certainly has upper reaches. It certainly has states and conditions which are far beyond the imagination of the average man, woman, and child. But it's also very close to us. You might say that it has waves, vibrations, frequencies, which are very close to us. And these waves, vibrations, and frequencies are what we understand as sound and light. The television channels, the radio stations, they all work by certain vibrations, certain frequencies of the Spirit. So the Spirit is very, very close to us. But are we listening to it? And here is a peculiar situation. We are listening to the wrong vibrations of the Spirit. If you understand that around the world, there are literally thousands upon thousands of radio stations emanating pop music, rock music, hard rock, and it's impinging upon you. We have around the world thousands of stations who are beaming out day and night, continually, 24 hours a day, disjointed vibrations. And you do not have to physically hear this, it still impinges on your etheric body. So because of this massive output of disjointed vibrations, dissonance in the atmosphere, people on a large masses become increasingly more neurotic and more nervous, more flippant, more non-caring, more to hell with the world attitude. People might not even know where the influence comes from, but you can actually see the seizing mass of vibrations emanated by all the radio stations of the world, 24 hours a day, beaming out pop music, hard rock, or whatever. This is one example of the use of the Spirit, or rather the misuse of the Spirit. What I would like you to understand is that sound and light vibration is the closest and most familiar form of the Spirit in our experience of life. When you work with sound and color and light, you are working with that aspect of the Spirit which is closest to us, which is close down to the physical body. And this is why we make such importance of chanting, of mantras and meditation. Because then we are working with positive radiations of the Spirit. To understand cosmic yoga, you have to broaden your awareness. You have to become large in mind, in heart and soul. You have to get away from any small understanding of yoga, from any small understanding of spiritual things, from any small understanding of religion, from any small understanding of philosophy or way of life itself. Because cosmic yoga is vast, it's including everything. Traditionally, yoga was an escape. You meditated to get away from this world, to get away from it all. The traditional concept of yoga, whether East or West, in the West this is called mysticism, in the East is yoga, but you escape from the world, you meditated. You meditated to abstract yourself from the world, to abstract yourself from the physical body and have superphysical experience, to absorb yourself into nirvana or the transcendental reality and forget the world. So this was the traditional way of yoga, both the East and the West, whether we call it mysticism or yoga, it was the same. Getting away from it all, leaving the world behind. In the cosmic yoga which I teach and which I'm trying to give with all my heart, this process is part of it. So that you learn to abstract yourself from this world and enter the inner kingdom of God within and get in touch with the spirit within you. So the meditation process will take you away from this world and get you in touch with the superphysical worlds and will inspire you to move along to the level of nirvana, the great cosmic realization. But in the cosmic yoga which I teach, this is only one aspect of it. The other aspect is completely the reverse. The other aspect is to stay in the world and bring down the spirit into the world. So you see, we have a two-way action. In one action, we abstract ourselves from the world and gain superconscious vision and experience. In the other part, we bring the spirit into the world. So how are we going to bring the spirit into the world? We're going to do it by other means, by chanting, by mantras. This is why we put such an emphasis on chanting and even singing in one's native tongue. Because when you do these things with your full heart, with your full understanding, with your full yearning for the divine, then the spirit actually descends literally right into your flesh, right into your body. You actually feel the vibrations of the spirit coming right through your body. The atomic structure is vibrated right inside your body. You can feel the humming of the spirit inside your body, in every cell, in every atom, in every molecule. So in the cosmic yoga which I teach, and which will be the yoga of the future, we combine the ascent of the spirit with the descent of the spirit. So the spirit leads us in this yoga in two ways. In one way, you reach up to the spirit through your inner meditation, through traveling up the planes, through learning to leave your physical body and going on to the astral world, and learning to leave the astral world and going on to the mental world, and learning to leave the mental world and going on to the causal world, and then from the causal to the purely spiritual and light worlds. And the other action is that you learn to invoke the spirit ever more and more into your life, so that the spirit is humming inside you day and night. It is humming to you when you make bread or cake. It is humming to you when you're looking after a child, or when you are at work, or when you are talking to somebody. When the spirit comes through you when you open your mouth and speak, or when you write, or when you compose music or a poem. So we learn to invoke the spirit into the world. Because, you see, the world needs it. The world needs the spirit to lead it. The chaos of the world is the result of not enough people invoking the spirit. Not enough people invoking the spirit into the world. Therefore, the nations and the individuals within nations are really leaderless. Because the political leaders have got not the spirit. They are not led by the spirit. they are only led by their own greed and ambition. So, to change the world, fundamentally, radically, 100%, we must introduce the spirit into the world. We must make the spirit hum right down on the physical level, in the substance of things, in the very substance which things are made of. And when you do the particular mantras and chants which I have given to you, I have chosen those for a very particular purpose, and I have aligned it to spiritual vibration and to the Holy Spirit. It means that when you chant those mantras, when you sing those songs, then you very literally evoking and invoking the Spirit to come into this physical world and radiate its influence on the physical plane. So much so that those of you who are keen, those of you who are with it wholehearted, those of you who are with it 100%, giving your body, mind and soul to it and forgetting yourselves, you will indeed feel the impact of the Holy Spirit, the impact of the Holy Spirit in your lives and in your environment. Then you will understand what Khalil Gibran meant when he said, "I have learned to listen to silence and to hear its choirs singing the song of the ages, chanting the hymns of space and disclosing the secrets of eternity." You will understand that as you invoke the Holy Spirit to come down into this material manifestation through the magic words of power, through the words of light, you will actually begin to hear the Spirit humming through creation. You begin to hear the celestial rhythms and harmonies of the Spirit. You begin to hear the choirs of angels singing, and you begin to have glimpses of eternity. So this is why in our cosmic yoga, chanting mantras are so important. Because through them, we learn to chant the hymns of space and to align ourselves with the choirs of angels and to learn the secrets of eternity. And as you do these things, you're not only benefiting yourself, you're not only benefiting your immediate environment in the house and in the place where you work, but also the whole world. Because then you become a focal point. You become radiating points for the Spirit to act on this material world. And through you, the Spirit can remake the world. There is a very ancient Christian mantra which goes like this: "Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the heart of you faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of love. And you shall remake the world, and you shall renew the earth." So the Holy Spirit through you will kindle the fire of love and shall remake the world and shall renew the earth. And this is cosmic yoga. Because the Spirit then through you can touch the world. Even if we have one nation on this planet Earth who understand this principle and works with it, if only one nation would dedicate themselves to the Spirit, invoking the Spirit and bringing the Spirit down onto this material level, that one nation can send out enough light waves to change the whole planet, to change the whole Earth into harmony, into cooperation, into love, and into brotherhood. Then will the whole of Earth listen to silence and to the voice of the Spirit. I'm talking to you of cosmic yoga, which is really not different than the original intention of Christianity. If only the Christians understood then the work of the Christ would have been perfected, would have been accomplished long time ago. The message of the old Jewish religion and of Christianity was the bringing down of the Spirit. But how many Christians understand? How many of you understand? And what is your task? If we allow the material civilization to go on as it is without the Spirit, we're going to have a nightmare of such colossal proportion that not even the most imaginative science fiction writers could have conceived it. Then will come about the prophecy which is written in the Bible, which talks of the reign of the beast, talks of the ruling of Satan for 1,000 years, until Christ comes and overthrows it. For this civilization without the Spirit will be dead. This civilization without Spirit will destroy the human soul. But what if we introduce the Spirit into society? What if we say to these vast millions of unemployed, "Hey, brother and sister, look, don't be sad that you cannot work. Don't be sad at all, because you got an amazing opportunity, a tremendous opportunity to do the most amazing thing on this planet." What if we suggest to all these people cosmic yoga? What if we suggest to the whole world, stop and do cosmic yoga? There is no need to cry on this planet. There is no need for suffering. There is no need for hunger and thirst. There is no need to be lonely, to be sad. There is no need for pain. Because in fact, we have been provided with everything. If every man, woman and child learns to work with the Spirit, then this planet becomes a radiant sun. And everybody will be perfectly healthy, and there will be enough food and shelter for everyone. Competition arises between individuals, between tribes, between nations, between races, because they have not the Spirit, the Spirit which is also love. So my suggestion and my great wish and prayer and desire for the whole world is that they learn to understand the Spirit in their lives. Learn to invoke and evoke the Holy Spirit in their lives. Learn to do this twofold action. One, meditation and going within and exploring their own inner regions of consciousness and connecting to the God within themselves through the process of meditation. And the other process of invoking and bringing down the vibration of the Spirit right into their physical bodies through chanting, through mantras, through powerful prayers and affirmations. And then the word goes forth. And then even the artists will learn to respond. And we will have to teach the musicians of this new age, "Hey, brother, listen, don't create noise, but create only beauty and harmony. Allow the Spirit to lead you. Allow the Spirit to guide your music, your painting, your poetry. Allow the Spirit to guide your voice, your hand. Not your own impulses, not your own ideas and emotions. Because by doing so, you're creating such a tremendous dissonance in the world, which adds further to the pain and the confusion which already there is. So we will have to teach the artists, especially the musicians who have such a vast influence on millions of young people. We have to tell them, 'Hey, listen, What you're doing is magic, high magic, God magic, divine magic. Now you are a magician, but if you want to be the good magician, first listen to the spirit. Listen to the voice of the silence. And listen to the harmonies the spirit makes. Learn to listen to silence and hear the choirs of angels singing the songs of space. And then compose your music so that you're working with the Holy Spirit rather than against it. So we need to educate the world. And I want you to share what I have. I want you to give what I have. This is not a small philosophy, not a small religion, not a small sect, not a small theology, but it is omni-revelation. It is the revelation of the Spirit in human affairs. We are not just an Eastern sect. We do not just teach this or that. We teach the revelation of the Spirit. We teach the inspiration of the New Age. We envisage a world which is free from hunger and suffering and pain. We envisage a world in which nations will be at peace, where there will be no barriers, no jealousy and bigotry between nations and races and tribes. We envisage nothing less but the kingdom of God on earth. Yes, it's a beautiful ideal, but you can manifest it. You have the power, the strength to manifest it. You will have all the backing of the spiritual hierarchy of this planet, the divine perfected beings, to help and guide you. You have the whole cosmos behind you, and you have the power of the Spirit. So, do not feel what can you do when the task is so vast, when so many millions of people live chaotic lives, when so many millions of people are in the grip of matter, the slaves of Mammon. But tell everybody you meet, I have discovered a new thing. I have heard a new song. I have heard a new message. And I know that it is the truth. Come and listen and learn and do. Because what I teach is for everyone. It is not only for particular people. It is not only for people who are interested in yoga or who are interested in Kabbalah or in tarot or in astrology, but it is for the whole world. The world has to be transformed. If our generation and the future generation is to live in peace and harmony and love, we have to transform the world. The New Age is not here yet. The New Age is yet to come. You will have to bring it into existence. You will have to literally bring it down. In many places, as we go around the world, people say, oh yes, we had the New Age. We had those ideas years ago, in the 1960s. So they have a few shops with incense and various trinkets and pictures of Eastern gurus. And they think that this is the New Age. But you see, you will have to be more informed than that. The New Age has not come yet. You will have to make the New Age. You and all those who listen to the Spirit. Because the New Age will truly come when every man, woman and child will be filled with the Spirit. when the whole earth will resound with the voice of the Spirit, then will the new age come. And in that new age, the material glory and the benefits of science will go hand in hand. There is nothing wrong with science. Science was given to us by the Holy Spirit itself. In the new age, science will walk hand in hand with religion, and religion will walk hand in hand with the Holy Spirit. Do not be satisfied and believe that material advancement is the new age. Do not be satisfied and believe that just because you can fly around the world in a few hours, that this is the new age. Do not be satisfied just because you can turn on your television and listen to all the news and see what goes on around the world, that is the new age. No, this is not the new age as yet. This is only the beginning. The new age begins properly when the very atmosphere of this planet Earth hums and vibrates with the choirs of angels, with the songs of space, with the chants of the gods. Then the new age comes. Then the gods will walk upon this earth again, and the sons and daughters of man will walk hand in hand with them. We must evoke the Holy Spirit to open the chakras of this earth for an influx of cosmic energy. Even as you individually have to open yourself to the grace of the Holy Spirit, you have to open yourself up before you can receive that grace, before you can receive that energy, that power, that wisdom, that love and compassion. Likewise, the whole earth itself, through its millions of human beings, has to open up the centers of the earth to receive the cosmic grace, the power of the Spirit. But the earth can only open the chakras of itself through its units, through the human beings, through you. And then the earth will be ready to do cosmic yoga, to sing with the choirs of angels through space the new song, the new heavenly vibration. So what I see for the future, what I see for the planet of Earth, is a heavenly song enveloping the whole planet, and the earth shining like a star, and the beings upon it radiant like angels, full of love and joy and freedom. You can bring it about. Tell it. Do not tell only a few people who might be interested in yoga or in alternative health. Tell it. If you would know your opportunity, if you know the wonder which is given in your hands, then you would exult, you would sing, you would jump up and down with joy, and you would give all your life to this task. For what can be a better life for you than to renew the world, than to give Earth back its glory to the great Mother who nourished us for so many millions of years? Life after life, she nourished you. Life after life, Mother Earth nurtured you. Life after life, Mother Earth taken care of you, upheld you. So what can be a greater gift than to give back to Mother Earth the means whereby she can renew herself and sing again the song of victory through space? So the planet Earth will be transformed from a material planet first to a spiritual planet, and then from the spiritual to the divine, and to become like a shining star. In the cosmic yoga, which we teach, which we stand for, which we live, we are concerned with the integration of the individual with the divine aspects, with the integration of your personality with your soul, and your soul with your spirit. We are concerned with the integration of the individual with society, society with the whole planet. This is cosmic yoga. When you begin to feel yourself growing in the plant, when you begin to feel yourself as one of a strange tribe, when you begin to feel yourself one with everyone, then you begin to understand cosmic yoga. Cosmic yoga is the transformation of the individual and the transformation of society, the transformation of your tribe and nation and the whole planet Earth itself. When you begin to work consciously for the transformation of the whole planet Earth, then you begin to become a student of cosmic yoga. Then you begin to understand the yoga of the masters. So this is why you must love yourself. Love yourself because and for the sake of the Holy Spirit. And then love everybody in the world for the sake of the Holy Spirit. One day this message will reverberate throughout the whole globe. One day there will be people who will say, "We heard this, and now we are different. Now we see. Before we have been walking in darkness. Now we have seen truly that humankind has been blind, that humankind have been walking in darkness. But now we know the remedy. Now we know the universal medicine. Now we know what is to be done." And increasingly there will be larger and larger numbers of people who will know what is to be done, who will know how to sing praise to the Divine Spirit within and to the Divine Spirit without. Surrender yourself then to the Spirit through meditation and through the words of power, through the chants of the words of light. And remember that the Spirit is with you. It has never gone away from you. It has never left you. It is you who turned around. It is you who went away from the Spirit. But now you have been reminded again. And now for you it remains to act, to do, and become. So listen. Listen to the song of silence. And listen to the choirs singing the song of ages, and chant the hymns of space, and thus shall you discover the secrets of eternity.